morning, Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you. I am. There you go. Easy for me to say. I am your honored host, Daniel Brickman. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com are two websites. I'm here riding shotgun, Uncle Kevin. Good morning, Uncle Kevin.
Good morning. Another great day in America.
Yes, it is. We have Matthew Pfeiffer coming up later. New formula, Tranquil. We're going to talk about that. Matthew has the ability, of course, REM sleep. We'll talk about REM sleep and Tranquil to come up with some amazing formulas. And so we'll get into that. The first hour, Kat had a lot of storms. She wasn't able to print the news. So I got some stories that I put together, but I haven't. Whatever. So they'll be a little different. We'll have some news stories and also your calls, anything that's on your mind. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. You all want me to give the number out more. Here you go. Write it down. Get a pen and paper one more time. 844-769-2944. 769-2944. And the big news here at the Power Hour anyway was the webinar last night with Daniel Estlin.
It was.
You said you didn't sleep well.
I didn't. You know, we've been preparing for this time for a long time, and now that it's here, it's still a little spooky.
One of the things, if we have time in the first hour, we're also going to... Bob Dylan, I don't know how many people fans of Bob Dylan. You love Bob Dylan.
Love Bob Dylan.
Is he the greatest songwriter of the 20th century?
Yeah, probably.
Who else would it be?
Tom Waits.
Nah, he's not popular enough.
He's not popular. You're talking about great writer.
But I think Dylan's got more.
Commercial.
Well, more accept. I mean, people. It moves more people. Right. I mean, he's popular because it's more accessible to the public. I don't know.
Waits is a cult figure.
Yeah, Tom Waits is a great writer.
Great writer.
Lennon McCartney. But for social and for moving, why are we talking about music here? Well. Pretty interesting. Bob Dylan has not released a song in about 8 years.
Yeah.
And he just released a song.
Mm-hmm.
It's 16 minutes long. I guess he's making up for...
Yeah, he had a lot of pills up in him. So I got to get it out.
And if we got some time, I'll at least play the first part of it.
I love it.
It's he wrote a song about JFK, about JFK's murder, and it's... Right now, I don't know. It's just very. If you listen to it with the right mood and the right, it's like whoa! It just blows you
it's
away.
Haunting.
Yeah, it's haunting. It's
really haunting.
It's unbelievable. So I'll play a little bit of it. It's called "Murder Most Foul" by Bob Dylan, just released about a month or so ago.
That was a movie too.
Murder Most Foul.
Yeah. Good movie.
Yeah, I don't know. I never saw the movie, but we will. We'll get to that. So, news stories. Let's get to the news stories you got there, Uncle Kev.
All right. Officer Greg Anderson with the Port of Seattle Police Department posted a 9-minute video in his Instagram account on May 6th, which he appears in his uniform while saying, is this Nazi Germany? Are we the Gestapo? The Washington police officer is placed on leave for uploading this social media video and urging his fellow cops not to enforce these tyrannical orders.
Okay, is this off hours, right?
No, he was at work.
He was at work.
He was in his car. He was in his car.
Well, that doesn't mean he was at work.
Well, he was in his car, and he had his uniform on. That's what they're bitching, complaining about, is he had his uniform on.
Well, so?
Yeah. It doesn't make anything. He's allowed to speak. He's got freedom of speech.
Yeah, you don't know. Yeah, he could. Let's assume he wasn't at work. It wasn't on the clock.
Right.
Which
it looked like he was. Looked like
that doesn't just because he has. We don't know.
We don't know.
If it's his court, he's going to say no. I wasn't. I was at my home in my driveway.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah,
I don't.
That doesn't matter if he was at work or anyway. He has the right to speak.
Right. I would agree with you, but it gives them more.
More ammo.
Right. That, I would say that.
It was poorly. He should have done it at home.
No, he should do it with his uniform on. Has more power.
Right. He takes his uniform home. He could do
right,
that.
Right. Exactly. Maybe he was at home.
Yeah. Maybe he's in the driveway. I don't know.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Okay. So he said, go ahead. He said that. What else did he say?
Yeah. The government is telling people that they can't protest. Wonder what. Freedom of assembly, can't have a freedom of assembly, Fourth Amendment violations, illegal traffic stops for their papers, they're asking for their papers, and what are you doing? And he says, what are we, the Gestapo? Is this the 1930s? Is this Nazi Germany? And that got him in a crack.
I had a conversation at the interview with Chuck Baldwin.
Mm-hmm.
And I've said this several times. I've said this in interviews. This was such a poignant point of discussion because I can remember it being a child talking to my relatives. His father and uncles all fought in World War II.
Yeah.
And discussions around the table, around the campfire with the family,
mm-hmm.
they would talk about the war, and it would always come to, I can't believe that the Germans allowed this.
Yeah.
I can't believe the Germans allowed this.
Yeah.
How did it ever get this? And then one of them would say, well, thank God that will never happen here because we live in America and we, you know, got the Constitution, whatever, wherever it would go. Thank God they'll never happen here. Well, here is now.
It's right now.
Now is here.
It's right in front of
and
us.
And here is there.
Yeah.
And this police officer, what's his name, Greg Anderson?
Yeah, Greg Anderson.
He's a hero. We're
he
going
sure
to Greg Anderson.
Get Kat to get him on if you can.
Yes, we need to get him on.
Yeah.
He probably has free time. He probably has some free time.
There was
a GoFundMe page that was started, and it's already got like $250,000 in for him.
He's going to need it.
Yeah, for a lawyer.
Yeah, for a good lawyer.
Well, and to help support his family for, you know.
Well, I think if he works for the government, they pay him. He puts him on administrative leave.
Yeah, but they're going to fire him.
They get paid, yeah.
They're probably going to fire him.
Yeah.
They're going to ostracize him. They're going to look for some reason mm-hmm. to fire him.
Oh, yeah.
This is what we've been saying over and over.
Mm-hmm.
This is, if this may not be the most important point, this is one of the most important points that we can look at now. The most important word coming out of your mouth might very well be the word no.
Yeah, absolutely.
No.
No, not doing it.
No.
Yeah.
And what Greg is saying to his police officers, you took an oath, you are doing these unconstitutional things, this is tyranny.
It is. Stop it.
Who do the police work for? And I don't give me your patronizing lecture. I don't want to hear it. You know darn well who they work for because you can see what they're doing.
Right.
And I'm not talking about specific people because Greg Anderson is a hero.
He sure is.
This is what I don't back the blue as an institution. I back Greg Anderson.
Absolutely.
Officer Greg Anderson is who I back. I love Officer Greg Anderson.
Yep.
He is a hero.
Absolutely.
The people who put him on leave, who are looking probably at this very moment trying to find a way to justify firing him.
Yep.
That's the blue. So you're going to back that or you're going to back Greg Anderson? Yep. The police who you think, oh, they're good and they go around the neighborhood and they keep things safe.
They don't.
Well, they do to a degree. They do to a degree. But who do they really keep safe? Their masters.
Yeah.
This is one of the most important points to get in your mind. You want to change the future is get this paradigm shifted in your mind. They don't work for you.
Nope.
The picture of the cops surrounding the Capitol building in California with the people then demonstrating on the other side, and you saw where did the police surround? Who did the police surround in a Roman V formation to protect? Who did they protect?
Yeah.
It wasn't the people.
No, the powers that be.
It was the Capitol building.
Yeah.
They protect the Capitol building.
Mm-hmm.
I would love for some police officer to come and give me maybe a different perspective. I won't argue. I won't, you know, we're not going to get an argument. I really want to have a discussion. This is important.
Yeah, sure.
Tell me where I'm wrong. Tell me where I'm short-sighted on
this. Nobody will show up.
Maybe they will. I don't know.
Well,
I don't know.
Any cops listening?
No, I'm saying anybody listening, police, or anybody have a different opinion about that. This is very, very important.
Yeah.
Because tyranny comes at your door with a badge and a gun.
That's right.
And who has all the badges and the guns right now? Yeah, the police.
Yeah.
Wow. Let's go. We got a caller. Todd, who do we have? Brian in New York. Let's go to the caller, then we'll go back to the news. Brian in New York, you're live on the air. So good to talk to you. Welcome to the Power Hour.
Good morning to you. Good afternoon to me.
There you go.
Well, there you go. What's on your mind?
Kevin. Oh, I got a lot on my mind, but, you know, I don't want to take a lot of your time up. The one thing is, as I stated before, I'm retired New York State Department of Corruptions. And,
oh, you've been busy.
I'm retired.
Oh.
Though we've been, I was a peace officer, not a police officer. Police officers have the ability to talk on their cell phones while they're driving their car, whether it be their personal vehicle or their cruiser. They don't have to follow the same rules, laws, and edicts that we do. So if this guy was in his cruiser, they're allowed to, you see them sitting on the side of the road talking on their cell phones. You see them driving down the road with the cell phone on their ear. So what if he was in his cruiser making a video?
Yeah, that's
you
what
know,
I
they
said.
Have they call in on the radio that they're going to the bathroom, whatever it is. You know, he's entitled to that as long as there's no calls that he was, you know, he's watching through his window and surveying the area, just like he's sitting on the side of the road with a radar detector or whatever. He's, you know, just sitting there observing. That's
well,
his job.
Well, Brian, let me interrupt you, and let me ask you a point. You were in law enforcement. You didn't have a beat and pull people over, but you were in, quote-unquote, law enforcement.
Well, I'll be honest with you, and I'm real big on honesty. And as a matter
well,
of fact, I
good.
Wanted to clear something up. I told you my name is Brian. My name is Brett. I was concerned about them coming after me, giving you information somehow that they would mess with my retirement. But it's all going to be over in a couple of months anyway, because the retirement funds are all going to go down when the bond funds go down and the bond market goes down. So, and I don't like to not tell people the truth. So, like I said, I was concerned about my retirement. It's not a lot of money. In any case,
what's your perspective? Am I wrong about the police?
In my opinion, you're not. In not my opinion, you're definitely not.
How should
if
we take
any
that?
Other
I mean, how should we take that? I don't know. I mean, okay, I'm not wrong. So then how should we take our relationship with them? I mean, should we? Do we need to be more aggressive?
I personally have had several, clashes. I have been told two times to stay where I am when somebody called the police. And I turned to both of them and said, am I under arrest? And they take a step back. You know, you see their head cocked back. And it's like, they give you that look like a deer caught in the headlights, like, what do you mean? Well, am I under arrest? Because if I'm not under arrest, then I'm free to go. You know, which one is it? You know, we got two choices here. I'm letting you know that I know what the choices are. I don't have to stay here because you said so. See,
that's
they
fact.
Think they do work for their retirement. I worked for my retirement in a sense.
And now it's gone.
Well, it's virtually gone, yes. These guys don't understand that they're probably not going to get a chance to collect it. I have a friend of mine who's got 36 years, maybe coming on 37 years on the job, and I told him, you need to retire and take your deferred comp, which is a 407, 401. I said, you need to take that and do something with it before you lose
it. It's gone, yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
He can take out a lump sum.
Well, he can take out, they can borrow money against it and pay it back without penalty, and I think they've even loosened things up from there. But I'm encouraging people to retire and take their whole thing, like Daniel Eshelman said last night. He said, if you can, you know, I believe he was the one who said, if you can take it, get it, pay the penalties on it, whatever it is, you will thank yourself and be like, oh my God, I really stressed about this, but I am so glad I did it. You know,
you were on the webinar last night. What did Daniel also?
Oh, yeah.
What did you Well, I had troubles. Man, I went to bed. That was a heavy webinar. I mean, what went through your mind?
I had a lot of things. I asked a lot of questions. You know, I'm concerned. I've been concerned about the monetary system since 2012, when that supermodel wanted to get paid in euros instead of American money, kill the Forex market, you know, which is all rigged anyway. We know that, just like the gold and silver market. But I am extremely concerned, but I can sleep, you know, knowing what I know. I took the red pill back in like 2012, like a little bit at a time. You know, I'm still swallowing it. But yeah, the stuff is mind blowing. If you know, people go into overload. I go into overload. I mean, I feel like sometimes I could melt down. I mean, after the webinar is over, I had this huge, like, I had this like overwhelming feeling of not panic, but like, geez, should I just dig a hole and pull the dirt over the top of my head? Because this is like inevitable in some sense. You know, well, somebody's going to back into somebody. This, you know, we can maybe delay, but we can't stop this. You know, you can, getting back to the police officers, they're taught not to disregard. They don't even, these young guys don't even know what the Bill of Rights is. Most people don't know what the Bill of Rights is. I proudly have it on my refrigerator, as it was suggested by, you know, somebody that,
yes,
I know.
Sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And I tell people, you know, I get into, I'm a outspoken New Yorker, you know?
Yeah.
And
what part of New York?
People get outspoken back to me. I was in a laundromat Sunday night, and there's a middle aisle in between the small set of machines, and then there's an island of larger machines in like the first third of the laundromat, and that's where most people walk through because that's the in-between cut to go to the back machines. And this guy's like, hey, could you do me a favor and not, you know, and go around and not, you know, come near my girlfriend while he's wearing a mask? I'm not wearing a mask. I'm not wearing gloves. I said, if you're that bugged out, then where's your gloves, man? And he's like, you know, just do me a favor and don't.
Good question.
And I'm like, it's all BS. It's all BS. This is made to separate us. Well, regardless, you know, my father, all right, I can understand you got an older, you know, those
then
are
they'll
the
go out.
At risk. But
then they'll go out.
Well, then
you're that
why
concerned
are you
about
in the
it?
Middle? Then why are you in the middle of the aisle? Why aren't you using the machines on the edge? You know, it's just,
why don't you use
you
them
know,
at the, you know, 1 o'clock in the morning? And nobody's there if you're that paranoid about it. I mean, really? I mean,
if
you're that paranoid about it, I'm not saying that feel any way you want to. Anyway, you're the one, didn't you text me a while ago with something about school, something about, you know, you're talking to somebody about the school system, about going back in September too, or something or other?
I have a friend who's an IT guy, and I happen to text his girl to wish her a happy birthday after the webinar. And then she told me that she's a grandma at like 50 years old. So I was like, oh my God. So I called her, and then it turns out my friend was there. So I started talking to my friend, and I said, you know what? This is an opportunity to ask him about the 5G that the rumors are that they're putting 5G in the schools. And I've been asking him, and he said, no. So he said, I said, what do you guys, he goes, I don't think these kids are going back to school in September. I said, why is that? You know, I don't let things pass most of the time. He says, well, I said, what do they do? Do all these kids have internet? He goes, that's a funny thing you ask, because we just bought a whole bunch of hotspots because we did a survey and found out, I think, like only 5% or 25% didn't have Wi-Fi available. They were actually surprised at how many did. They bought 30 for the district, the school district. They bought 30 hotspots for the district. And that's far below, that's with a few spares. So out of the whole district of elementary, middle school, and high school, they needed less than 30 hotspots to give people Wi-Fi, and they're giving them away so that all the kids
Whoa.
Can be online.
Whoa.
So they're doing it. They may, and I don't know what they cost. I think they're over $100 a piece. Maybe they got a deal on them. I meant to look that up, but
they probably got them free from Bill Gates Foundation.
Yeah,
yeah.
Just kidding.
You know, maybe there was a grant.
Hold on. Okay, so let me make this clear, or let me get this straight. So IT person at the high school or whatever the school system. They got 30 hotspots. They're going to put them around the area, so they basically cover that whole area of the school district or the school whatever, or what are you saying there?
What a hotspot is if you don't have service, you get this box.
Right.
It's called
I got
a hotspot. And that box pulls in the service and gives you internet on your phone without having internet. It's an internet on the go, no matter where you are. If you can get service through Verizon, through whatever cell carrier it is, it gives you internet where you don't have internet. Where you
so they put so that's what I'm asking you. Are they putting it in the school or in
no,
the like area?
No, they're giving them to the kids that don't have Wi-Fi in their house.
Oh, okay. So the 25 kids. So I got it. Okay, and I bet you.
Yeah, so maybe
I
like
bet you there might be 5G in that height hotspot. There might be 5G in that hotspot.
No, it's not a 5G thing. Although it's
how does he know
later
that?
On.
They how does he know
phones,
that?
But they don't. How does he know what?
How does he? The reason I ask because Comcast already got caught putting repeater transfers on their modems that had 5G in them. The Comcast already got caught doing that.
He doesn't know that they're not 5G, but you know everybody's going to get to opt the 5G when it's available.
Wow.
You know, through your router.
Wow.
You know, I guess if you pay, they'll probably give the service away because they want you to have it so they can radiate us.
Well, monitor.
Have you seen that video? I haven't seen that video on that guy that says he's getting cooked.
No, I haven't seen that either.
That he pulled up a word that said, there's a guy who, I don't know if he broke into a cell phone tower, I think Sarah Westall's got it, that he said he shows a COVID-19 like a computer chip board. I guess we'll have to catch us on the other side.
Yeah, there's the music. Stay tuned. We got Bob waiting too. Hold on, Bob. We'll get you on the other side. Good to talk to you, Brian. Brett, Bob, I'll bet bees are wild today. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. It's happening right now. Glad you're here.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America-made just for you. Food stores all love to eat. Yum!
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
If you hear that bass line, you know it's a feel-good broadcast. Great to be with you. We got callers. We got them lined up. Let's go right back. Of course, the Power Mall, thepowermall.com. We need, deserve, and you need to support us. Buy from the good guys, will you? You can buy from Chinese. The Chinese aren't telling you this. You can buy from Amazon. Jeff Bezos isn't warning you, helping you get prepared. We're not here unless you support us. So thank you so much for all that you've done. And you're welcome for all that we do for you. I know you appreciate it. So thank you. It means a lot. It means a lot to not only me personally, but my family and that you are as prepared and happy and have opportunities as much as possible. All these things are very important for us. 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, thepowermall.com. We'll go back to Brian. Okay, we got callers, Brian. Let me finish up with this. Are you saying it seems like the big story is he doesn't feel students are going to go back to school?
Yeah, that's what he's saying. He's saying he doubts that that's going to happen, especially because of the hot spots that they bought.
Interesting. So then they can just have go ahead.
No, I don't think, you know, this is the new normal. This is what they're trying to make the new normal. You know, people are like, oh, well, you know, it'll be over soon. Yeah, keep believing that. And, you know, I got some land. I got a Brooklyn Bridge for you for sale. I'm sorry. You know, you're living in a fantasy world here. They're all full of hopium.
Hopium. That's hilarious.
Yeah,
well, thank you so much
for
the call.
You know, you got everybody that's dying. You know, there's one other thing, if I may.
Sure, go.
The Daniel Eshelin last night. I missed the Crypto J webinar. Unfortunately, I was busy. I didn't know it was happening.
He's coming on Monday, by the way. He's coming on Monday, so he'll be on Monday.
I unfortunately, you know, I have to be a doubter because there's a lot of people out there trying to take everybody's money, you know, with all kinds of, I don't want to use the word scam, but it's the only word I can think of at this point. You know, a fool and his money are soon separated. And, you know, there's a harvesting coming, just like 1929. There's a big harvesting coming, and there's going to be a huge decimation of the middle class. It's really going to wipe out the middle class. And when I listen to a guy like Daniel Eshelin, who doesn't sell cryptos, who doesn't, you know, it's not a dentist trying to sell you teeth whitener, you know, with Daniel Eshelin. You know, I don't know this guy, Crypto J. I did reach out to him a couple of times, finally to get a response on email, and I realize he's got to be busy, but he's selling what he's telling you about. And I have less trust in somebody who's telling you your tires need to be replaced when they sell tires.
And hey, I totally get it. And we're going to have him on because he's got a good perspective on cryptos. People have asked about cryptos. I think it's important whether, look, we don't give investment advice here. We give information and people can make their own decisions.
No, I understand that.
But
I'm just trying to present that if people look at where the source is, you need to take that into accountability.
Absolutely. Everybody has an angle who's talking to you.
Well, not,
Everybody does.
I don't know.
Everybody has an angle who's talking to you. Everybody. I have an angle.
I understand.
Uncle Kevin has an angle.
Everybody's got to make a living.
Psych 101.
Well, I don't mean just monetarily, but they have an angle. Your mother talking to you has an angle.
Yep.
Your mother has an angle.
Yeah.
Everybody has an angle.
You're trying to get me to do something I don't want to do.
Well, okay, well, that's your mom, right? Or your mom, they may have your best interest or whatever. Everybody has an angle. Daniel Estlin's got an angle. Everybody has an agenda.
Even if the cryptos wasn't invented by the NSA or one of our governments, and even
probably
if they
was.
Can't, and even if it is autonomous, even if it's all on the up and up, all it takes is a grid failure or somebody to hack into the system and take the system down, not necessarily take your money. You can't touch it. If these people need to understand, and a lot of the Power Hour listeners probably do, that if you don't touch it, you don't own it. If it's in your safety deposit box, you don't own it. If it's in the bank, you don't own it. Until you get it in your hands, you do not own it.
Well, I appreciate
the
call. These are very good points. Well, cryptos, you can actually hold in a thumb drive offline. You actually can. I got to go. Brian, I got to go. Call in Monday. Yeah. He's going to be on. Ask him, confront him about any of these things. Ask him. He'll be here. Ask him. It'd be great. Thank you so much for the call and the information. That's very good information. Appreciate you, buddy. Next caller, Bob in Kansas. Bob in Kansas, you're live on the air.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
I think they're scared of the people catching two other diseases or what they perceive to be diseases. And that's why they're doing all this. They don't want them catching the Jesus virus or the freedom virus.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, Bob, you got a point, Bob.
Anyway, but it's pretty grim looking. And yeah, we're about to jump off into the Great Tribulation. But I wanted you I had a couple of things. One of them, I slipped my mind, but one of them is the guy that does the community standards for Facebook, the new guy, they just hired one.
Yeah.
He is the ex-head of Israeli military.
Yeah, I noticed that. We
didn't know about that, huh?
Yeah.
That kind of... That kind of says it all, doesn't it?
Like Merkel was in the Stasi.
Yeah, Angela Merkel was in the Stasi in the East Germany.
I know, and so was Marcus Wolf.
And Marcus Wolf, that's right.
We hired him.
He was the head of the Stasi.
Yeah. For people who
don't. We're down our drain. You know what gets me about these people? They're not standing up that much and saying, hey, where do you get your authority for this?
I think
they're just beat down and ripe for destruction. And because they haven't got themselves right with God, they're not going to be wise enough to see what's going on. That's what's wrong. And they're just
that's an interesting point.
Because of our schools.
If you can't respect the authority of if you can't respect divine authority, and understand that, then how can you respect and understand, one, your authority or the police authority? You see, your whole paradigm of what authority is all askewed because you can't respect or understand divine authority.
Oh, back to what that guy was saying, that one before me.
Yeah.
He was talking about a man who pulled out one of those integrated circuit panels for
the 5G. The 5G.
Yeah.
Tower or whatever it is.
The guy turned it over. There's a little silver square on the back. In the back, it was stamped COV-19.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what he was getting ready to tell you, I think.
Well, now Todd was telling me something about the break. Todd, come on air for a second. Tell that story what you were saying. Todd, come on air.
All right. Okay, basically from what Jeff was saying.
Jeff Rentz. So Jeff Rentz was telling you. Go ahead.
Yeah, Jeff said that this gentleman somehow got a hold of a card he took out of one of the 5G towers. And in the top right-hand corner of the electronics card, it had the COVID or COD or COV, I guess, 19 engraved on the card. Now, is that a coincidence or does it actually have something to do with it? And apparently, from what Jeff was saying, and I have not verified it, I haven't looked today, but he was actually going to put still pictures from this video on his website. So they may be there.
That is creepy.
Yeah.
That's really creepy. Bob, is there anything else you want to... Thanks for coming on, Todd.
Yeah,
that is creepy.
We're going to have it bad here in the future, real bad. But it's so you will go along with their system. They can get you scared enough and suffering enough, you'll go along with it.
That's correct.
To me, life isn't worth that much. But think about it right now, about all the poor of the earth. And they're not being able to get out and get their food day to day. And they're beginning to starve to death by the millions, tens of millions now.
There's an article by Michael Snyder. Let me interject here with you. There's an article, we didn't cover it, but Michael Snyder had a big article about food shortages and food supplies and just basically saying, look, you don't understand.
Everything's breaking down.
With these food. And look, I'm in the food industry. I'm telling you, I hate to be that way. And because I'm like Crypto J, right? I'm selling something.
You got an agenda.
Yeah, I got an agenda. I got food storage, but I mean, really, I'm telling you, I would be buying some food storage if you don't have any, or I'd go to the store and buy some rice and beans. Anyway, go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, and think of the poor people when they're locked up around the earth. I don't know if you guys have never experienced this, probably, but not to be able to get out when you live day to day, or sometimes you eat every other day or something like that, and now you can't get out at all to go eat, to go find your food, to go work for your food. My God, right now, like I told you, right now, between that, the locust plagues and everything else, there are maybe 100 million people get ready to die. Nobody even says a word about it, you know?
Yeah. And that's going to cause immigration. So
it's not. They're not going to get out. They're not going to be able to get out. It's going to go into like a billion people before you know it's what it's going to do.
Well, they'll risk their life too. Eventually, they'll just say, I'll do anything. I have nothing to lose. I'll do anything. Risk anything.
Well,
I'm going to die anyway.
That might come from Central America, but...
Yeah.
But not Africa, not India. They're not going to be able to do anything about it.
Wow.
My God. But you think about the suffering that's being caused by these idiots. I just hope God's got a good place in hell for them.
Yeah.
Because I don't think they're going to repent or anything. I think they worship the devil, and they love evil, and there's no turning back for most of them.
But we
so
talked
anyway,
about
I'll
this.
Let you go, guys. Hang in
hey,
there.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. We got Christy.
Daniel.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Tom.
I'm on air now. But I wanted to let you know that I just talked with Jeff. And for anybody who's interested in this, all you got to do is go to his webpage, rents.com, scroll down to headline news. It says stories updated 24/7. It's the very top story. It starts off with shocker, circuit panel in brand new 5G tower is labeled COV-19.
Wow.
Yeah, I think in some way that panel that is in there is going to react with COVID-19. It's swappable, so they can put it into the 5G, and then
the frequency will resonate with the virus.
Absolutely.
I've had people tell me that.
Absolutely.
We got Christina. Do we have any other callers or just Christina? Okay, well, Christina, hold on. We'll come to you 1 second. What Bob just said about worshiping the devil, so people understand this, if you're new to this, this is very important. The people who, I don't mean your local police officer, unless maybe he might be part of the conspiracy too, but your local police officer is not a Luciferian. We're talking about people very high level, allegedly, a lot of musicians, a lot mm-hmm. of
Hollywood.
A lot of people. I don't want to name people, but you know who I'm talking about. The people who want to control, want to be controllers. They have, you think they're immoral. They think they're very moral. They have a different morality than you, or a different morality from the Bible or God. Their morality is that Jesus, God, has condemned us to misery by giving us choice. God gave us choice, gave us liberty, and as a result of our choices, now look at the world, look at the wars, look at all that. So then Lucifer's job is to show how bad it is for us to have choice, and us to have the ability to direct our own destiny. So he wants to make it as awful as possible till we finally give up, and then we finally give in to his plan, which is, oh, it would be much better we just give our choice and give our liberty over to the system, and then they make the decisions, our consciousness, for us. This is very high level, what I'm telling you. It's very simple when you just look at it. This is reality. This is very real. I am telling you why people, oh, how are they doing this? Are they stupid? Are they this? Are they that? Why in the world would they do? This is their religion. Like, you have a religion, you may or may not believe in God. You may or may not, you probably believe in the Bible if you're listening to this show. You have an ethic. You have a morality. The universe has a certain ethic and morality that resonates. Those resonate together. They're the same. Luciferians have a different ethic. And so you say, what are they doing? That's what they're doing. They want to make this so bad and so awful that you'll finally give up, and the only solution is that, well, we got to give up Bill of Rights. We can't have that. Constitution, we can't give up that. That's our heads. That's our protection. And people have lectured me about what I've said about that. That is your hedge in this world. There's one place and one country alone who has done it. And it's those crackers 250 years ago that did it. Here. Where they made a covenant with the divine and a covenant with God and secured it by law. And that's the hedge that protects you. So when these police officers are telling you, well, you can't do this, you can't do that, and you just go read the Bill of Rights. This is absolute. Call me a heretic again. Call me whatever you want. You might as well had Moses go down from the Mount Sinai and draw this, and God put it on the stone. That's about how, not quite. I'm not going to go that far, but that's for our legal ways. That's about how important this is.
Yeah.
And so it's absolute. So it's all you got to do is read the Bill of Rights. Congress shall make no law respecting establishment of religion, prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble, and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Okay, that's the first one. How many of those are being violated right now?
How many?
Peaceably assemble? We can't assemble because you think we might possibly can be a threat? That's not due process. Nope. That's a violation of the Fourth. Now go to the Fourth Amendment. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. Michael Flynn. What happened to Michael Flynn? Project Echelon is listening to every call, surveilling everything. The computer's listening to everything. But the secret FISA court says, well, we don't unmask. We just hold it in case we need to get a warrant. That's against the law.
That's exactly right.
So until we get some fire in our belly and say, no, this is the law and how important this is. Why is it? Because it connects us to our dominion that's in the Bible. That's against the law. So what happened to Flynn? Our founders never trusted government.
Never.
They don't trust government as far as they could throw it. They never, not just British government.
Any.
Government, period. Thomas Jefferson, certainly. John Adams, certainly. You don't trust government. You don't trust something so sacred as your speech, as your ability to assemble, as your house, your paper, your effects, your land, your private property. That's why they can't search it without warrant, without a specific, not a general warrant either, a specific warrant. Because that is so sacred, those things cannot be trusted with government. Government cannot be trusted, and just go ask Michael Flynn. Anyway, let's go to the next caller. Christina in Missouri, you're live on the air. So good to talk to you. Christina in Missouri.
God bless you, Daniel, and Uncle Kevin.
Hello.
I want to thank you. Yes. I want to thank you both for putting Joyce's voice on the airwaves. It is very comforting at this time. I have, for the Power Hour listeners, I would like to propose two quick possible solutions to taking back our power from the government. Okay, number one is very prevalent in every state of the union. The state treasurer has a department called unclaimed property. The auditors go around to every state in the union and collect unclaimed deposits, last paychecks, different dividend payments that came in the mail for someone who moved or their company closed. For example, in Missouri, the website is showmemoney.com. Every person... This is a reality, Daniel, and your listeners could take back their money from the state treasurer, which is their power, use that money to purchase items from the power mall, and take back their power. So I am suggesting that everyone in America goes to the internet, type in state treasurer for whatever state you are, unclaimed property. And one out of every eight persons is owed money by the state treasurer. There are literally billions of showmemoney.com, Daniel. In Kansas, it is kansascash.com. This is a very real solution that I am proposing. Okay, now, second, I would like to, you could speak about this for hours on the radio and people could get their money back. The state would lose their control over Americans if we got our money back. And I want to further say, I know a lot about this as I was a paralegal. The state treasurer does not give back the interest. So they are living on the interest from the unclaimed property fund, and if we simply took our money back from them, they would lose their control over us, and we would get our power back, and I know Joyce Riley is listening to this from heaven and cheering us on. The unclaimed property state treasurer. Topic number two, solution. I want to tell you what happened to me yesterday. I own some commercial property here in Grandview, Missouri, and a truck pulled up and started cutting trees on my property yesterday. Three men popped out, and across the street from this property is a cell phone tower, okay? Are you still there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm enthralled. I'm listening. You keep going.
God bless you, Daniel. So the man popped out of this truck and started cutting down trees on my property. I went out there and I said, "Excuse me, have you read my no trespassing sign?" I brought the sign out to them in the yard. I have a double lot here, and this is a sign that I purchased 15 years ago from Brent Johnson, who you know very well. The sign, I'm going to read you the paragraph, and I recommend that everybody buy one of these signs and put it on their property, because Brent Johnson is very smart, okay? Here goes the quick paragraph. Legal notice, no trespassing. To all persons, officers, government agencies, including but not limited to federal, IRS, HEW, HUD, Environment, Health, Social Service, and other unconstitutional agencies, and to all local members of planning and zoning boards, Title 18, USC, Section 28, 281, and blah, blah, blah. You are hereby advised of the following federal criminal law and blah, blah, blah. Land use fee, $5,000 per person per day or any part thereof. The three men subsequently got in their truck and drove away, Daniel.
Whoa.
Excellent.
And all I did was take the sign out there and said, "Why are you trespassing on my land? Do you have a camera? You might want to take a picture of this and give it to your boss." And I started reading the sign to them. The reason they were there was to cut down shrubbery in the alley that was in no way interfering with the electrical wires, but it was probably going to interfere with their 5G 200 feet cell phone little towers that they're planning
Whoa.
To put up. So I want to repeat this again. Please, everyone, write a letter to President Trump regarding Dr. Cass Ingram and the oil, wild oil of oregano, which is available at the Power Mall, and wake the president up. Number two, go to your unclaimed, go to your state treasury unclaimed property. All you have to do is type in, Daniel, I guarantee if you type in your name and the name of eight of your friends or relatives, someone will be on that list owed money by the treasurer.
Wow. That's great. I got to run, Christina. It's very good to talk to you. And thank you.
Okay,
so that was
thank
very
you.
Good information. God bless you. Wow, what do you think about that?
Everybody needs one of those no trespass passing signs. They're great.
Yeah, I got one.
Yeah,
it
great.
Came in the mail.
So many stories of cops coming up to land and they see that sign and they turn around and leave.
Wow. There's a music. We didn't get to Bob Dylan. I want to play Bob Dylan on the other side. I'll play it. You got to hear this song.
Yeah,
Murder Most Foul is fantastic.
Let me take us out.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have power. We're together. And we have a God. And he will not let our cries go in vain. Okay?
I don't think so.
We've all heard about antibiotics. But what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.